我不知道呢，你上一次去探你的父母是什么时候呢？
I don't know when was last time you had a chance to visit with your parents.
那如果你是如果你是在中国大陆啊，你没有常常去探访你的父母，你就是违法了。
If you happen to live in mainland China and you have not visited your parents frequently, you have actually violated the local laws.
今年七月一号呢，中国增加了修改他老年人权益保障法。
So on the 1st of July this year, China has created and actually had also modified the elderly rights protection law.
其中加了一条就是常回家看看。
One of the stipulation is to go home and visit frequently.
如果你没有坚持做呢，你就是犯法了。
If you have not done so, then you have committed a crime.
在圣经里面呢，也有一条呢是讲到我们家庭的关系的。
And in the Bible, there is also one commandment that talks about our family ties.
那么呢，这个就是我们刚刚念的出埃及记二十章的第八节。
And this is exactly what we read in verse 8 of chapter 20 in book Exodus.
第八节说，当第十二节，当孝敬父母时，你的日子在耶和华你神的所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
所以呢，我们现在呢，先来了解这个经文的意思。
So now spend some time to understand the meaning behind these words.
就是孝敬是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to honor?
那孝敬呢，在希伯来文呢是用了一个字叫kabad.
In Hebrew, honor used the word kabad.
那么呢，这个字呢有三个意思。
And this word has three meanings.
第一个意思呢就是尊荣的意思 ，honor 的意思。
So the first meaning means honor or esteem.
那这个字本来的意思呢，就是很重的意思。
The origin meaning of this word is heaviness, very heavy.
所以呢，其实呢，就是说，其实它是用来形容呢，你可以用来形容一个人呢很有分量。
You can use this word to describe a person with a great reputation.
其实呢，我们有的时候也是会简直介绍一个人的。
And sometimes we would introduce someone as such as well.
比方说，你说这个人很重要的时候呢，你可以介绍他是一个重量级的一个人物。
So, for example, you may describe somebody as very important, as a heavyweight.
所以呢，这个是我们去尊荣一个人的时候呢，的一个讲法。
And this is one way to express our high esteem. In regards to this person,
你是告诉人呢，他是很有价值的。
And you're telling somebody, you're telling people that this person is of high degrees of importance.
你有没有觉得你的父母是很有价值的？
Do you think that your parents are of high importance?
那这个问题呢，不是只是问我们当中的年轻人的，也问我们每一个做儿女的。
This question is actually not directed just to the young people in the audience, but it's actually directed to everyone here.
如果你觉得你的父母是很有价值的时候，你用什么行动去表现出来啊？
And if you regard your parents in high importance, and what do you do to express that?
在圣经里面呢，在利未记里面十九章三十二节呢，他说，在白白的面前你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，也要敬畏你神，我是耶和华。
In Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32 says that stand up in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly and revere your God, I am the Lord.
以色列人呢对老年人尊重他的表现呢，就是他见到他的时候会站起来跟他们说话了。
So the Israelites' way of showing their respect for the elderly is to stand up when they in their presence.
那么你知道呢，圣经讲到，如果你不尊重你的父母的时候，有什么后果呢？
Do you know what the Bible says? What would happen if you do not honor or you respect your parents?
出埃及记21章15节讲到，打父母的必要把他治死。
Exodus 21 verse 15 says, anyone who attacks their father or mother is to be put to death.
17节讲到了，咒骂父母的必要把他治死。
Verse 17 says, anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death.
生命记27章16节讲到，轻慢父母的必受咒诅。
And Deuteronomy chapter 27 verse 16 says, cursed is anyone who dishonors their father or mother.
那打父母的这些事情呢，可能我们只在报纸上面见到了。
And perhaps events where parents are being attacked can only be read from newspaper.
但是呢，我们可能也会听说过，做儿女的破口大骂自己的父母。
But I believe that perhaps we have heard from personal experiences where we have heard people cursing their own parents.
好像一些例子呢，就是他们父母弄坏了他的家具。
So, for example, maybe because the parents have damaged the children's furniture.
好像他们的 appliance 啊，这些事情，因为他们可能不懂英文啊，没有用过这些东西啊，然后把它弄坏了。
So perhaps the children's appliances because the parents do not understand English and therefore they damage the goods.
那么儿女可能很凶的骂他自己的父母。
And perhaps then that the children will curse out loud against the parents.
更普遍的一个例子呢，就是你常常听到老人家的他们吐苦水啊。
And a more common occurrence is perhaps is listening to the complaints from the parents.
他们觉得呢，他们的儿女对待他们呢，好像连工人也不如。
They would often complain that the children do not treat their parents worse than plain workers.
好像呢，把他们从家乡借来美国，就是为了看他们的小孩。
It seems like the only reason they have brought their parents from their home country to over here is only to help look after their children.
又要帮他们煮饭，又要看儿女的嘴脸。
Not only they have to cook for the children, but they have to be careful with the children's mood.
所以呢，这个特别在我们美国的华人当中，这些例子偶尔我们也会听到。
In today's environment in the United States, from time to time we would hear about these cases.
你不要看好像不孝敬父母、不尊重他们是一个小事情呢。
And do not treat disrespect or dishonoring one's parents as a trivial item.
因为如果你看旧约圣经里面以斯帖，甚至呢，他在22章里面，他告诉以色列人。
And because if you go look at the Bible, Prophet Ezekiel in chapter 22 told the Israelites.
他把他们种种的罪在22章里面去列出来。
He listed all the sins committed by the Israelites in chapter 22.
其中有一样事情呢，神提到的，就是他们轻慢父母。
And one of the things that was brought up by God was these people's contempt for their parents.
那么呢，神就告诉他，因为你们这样子做，在22章15节的时候，神说，我就把你们分散在列国，四散在列邦。
And because you do such things, as pointed out in verse 15 of chapter 22, that I will disperse you among the nations and scatter you through the countries.
所以呢，我们要尊重我们的父母。
And that is why we need to honor our parents.
这不是说呢，我们每一次见到我们的父母都要站起来向他们讲话。
That doesn't necessarily mean that we need to stand up every time we see our parents and to talk to them.
但是我想呢，很多时候当父母为了做了事情呢，好像煮饭给你吃啊，带你去一个地方，我们 应该是谢谢他们呢。
But what it does mean, perhaps, is that when your parents do cook for you, and or take you some places to visit, then we should be thankful to them.
好像这些父亲节啊、母亲节啊的时候呢，我会问我们中间的年轻人，你今年买了什么送给你的爸爸妈妈？
So, for example, on Mother's Day or Father's Day, I would ask the young people among us, what kind of purchases have you made for your parents?
因为这个也是我们表现他们是很有价值的一个表现。
And this is because this is one way we can express the importance of our parents in our lives.
其实当我们尊荣我们的父母的时候，也是一个敬畏神的一个表现。
Because when we honor our parents, it's one way we express our reverence for our God.
孝敬卡巴这个字呢，还有另外一个意思。
The word kabat or honor has another meaning.
这个字呢，在诗篇的91:15里面又出现了。
And this appeared in the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 15.
但是呢，我们中文翻译呢，就是尊贵。
The Chinese translation is treating with elegance or honor.
所以呢，这个是神讲到呢，他是怎么对待他，当他尊贵一个人的时候，他是怎么对待这个人。
This is a place where God talked about how He would treat a person when He regards this person with a great deal of importance.
十五节说，他若求告我，我就应允他。他在极难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
And the verse says that he will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
其实，在这节圣经里面呢，你就看见，当神尊贵一个人、kabat 一个人的时候呢，他会照顾他。
So in this verse, we can see that when God honors someone or kabak someone, that He will take care of this one person.
他会听他们的请求。
He will listen to their calling.
他会陪他们度过这个难关。
He will accompany them and deliver them from difficulties.
所以从这个圣经里面，你可以了解的，只是孝敬另外一个意思，就有照顾的一个意思。
So from this verse, you understand to honor one's parents has the meaning of caring for one's parents.
照顾当然包括关心一个人呢。
Caring, of course, has a meaning that in which that we need to show our care or pay our attention to this person.
但是关心也可以延伸到就是你去供养他。
And caring for this person, or paying attention to this person, can be extended in the sense that one must provide support for one's parents.
其实呢，这个是犹太人一直以来呢对第五戒的了解。
And this is actually the meaning that the Israelites has traditionally understood.
所以呢，在耶稣时代的时候呢，发生了一个事情。
But something happened during the era when Lord Jesus was on earth.
就是呢，这些法利赛人呢，这些犹太人呢，他就不想供养他们的父母。
So during that time, certain Jewish people, the Pharisees, they do not want to provide for their parents.
那么呢，他们就想出一个借口。
So they came up with an excuse.
他说：“如果你说这些，供养父母的钱呢，是奉献给耶和华呢，那么你就不用，供养父母了。”
They claim that if you say that the money you want to use to support your parents has been devoted to God, then you don't have to support your parents.
那么耶稣就骂他们。
But then Jesus criticized them.
你们是借着遗传。废了神的诫命。
He criticized them that they have nullified the word of God because of tradition.
我最近呢看过一个新闻，就是讲到香港人供养父母的一个统计。
And recently, I came upon a news article where they did a statistics on how Hong Kong people have supported their parents.
20% 呢是没有给他父母任何的零用钱的。
And out of the statistics, 20% of the people never provided any spending money to their parents.
保罗呢在提摩太前书五章的第八节提醒我们基督徒。
And Paul reminded us Christians in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8.
他说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了正道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
所以我们基督徒，我们是神的儿女，我们不可以忽略供养我们自己的父母。
So, as Christians who are children of God, we cannot neglect our duty to support for our parents.
我曾经在长大的时候分享呢，我刚出来工作的时候，我也在这个事情上面忽略了供养父母的事情。
And that made me remember that when I first started working, I also forgot how to provide for my parents.
其实呢，我供养我的岳父岳母，还没有供养我自己的父母。
I actually provided for my parent-in-laws, but I did not provide for my own parents.
这个原因是什么呢？因为我觉得我爸爸没有这个需要。
And what was the reason? The reason is because I didn't feel like my father had the need.
我买我第一个房子的时候，是我爸爸为我付首期的。
When I bought our first house, it was my father who put the down payment for us.
所以呢，我一直都觉得，其实我没有这个需要去供养我的爸爸妈妈。
So, I have always felt that there was no such need for me to provide for my father or mother.
但是有一天呢，神就提醒我。
But one day God reminded me.
他让我明白，其实供养父母呢，不只是一个经济上面的需要的一个问题。
God reminded me that providing for one's parents is not just based on one's economic needs.
这个是我们儿女表现报答他们的对我们的恩典的一个表现。
It's actually it should be children's way of repaying for what our parents have done for us because of our gratitude.
所以呢，提摩太，前书第五章四节呢，讲到呢，我们这样子做的时候呢，是神所悦纳的一个事情。
And that's why First Timothy chapter 5 verse 4 tells us that if we do it based on this, then that's something that's pleasing to God.
所以后来就开始，供养自己的爸爸。
And so after that, then I started providing for my father.
后来我第一个房子卖掉的时候呢，我也把爸爸从前给我的首期的这些钱呢，据为给他。
So after I sold my first house, then I took out a portion of the money that was for down payment and sent it back to my father.
我们有没有忽略了照顾我们的父母？
So have we neglected to provide for our parents?
希望呢，因为神希望我们去照顾我们的父母。
Because God wants us to take care of our parents.
对我们年轻的弟兄姐妹，我们的 youth， 你可以从关心你的父母开始。
So for our youth, you can start the caring process by you can start the caring process by looking after your parents.
就是你跟他谈话。对啊，因为你现在可能没有钱去供养你的父母，但是你可以跟他谈话，关心他们每一天的生活。
Perhaps right now you don't have any money to provide for them financially, but you can spend time and to talk with them.
这个是我们对我们父母的一个爱的一个表现。
And this is one way for us to express our love to our parents.
孝敬第三个意思呢，就是敬畏的意思。
And the third meaning of the word honor is to fear or to respect.
立位记十九章第三节里面呢，是重复了十诫的第四、第五诫。
In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3, it's a repeat of the fourth and the fifth commandment.
他讲到你们个人当孝敬父母，也要守我的安息日。
It says that each of you must respect your mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbath.
但是如果你看原文圣经的时候，你会发觉呢，这一节圣经呢，它用孝敬的字呢，不是 kabat 这个字。
But if you go back to the original language in the Bible, the word that's used here for honoring is not the word kabat.
它是用敬畏，就是 fear 这个字。
And the word that's used is actually for fear.
所以呢，你可以fear 这个字，你可以翻译成为恐惧啊，怕的意思。
So fear can be translated into being terrified or afraid of.
所以呢，我们看这些圣经的时候，我们会问一个问题。
So when we read these verses, then we may ask a question.
为什么神希望儿女敬畏他们的父母，好像他们敬畏神一样呢？
So why does the Bible want the children to be fearful of their parents like we should be fearful of God?
这个事情特别对我们现代的人呢是很难了解的。
And this perhaps is a particularly difficult concept for modern people.
因为现代的教育就是告诉我们做父母的要跟你的小孩做朋友吗？
Because today's modern education did tell us that parents should be friends with their children.
那么为什么神说儿女你要敬畏你的父母呢？
So why does the Bible say that the children must be fearful of their parents?
是因为在神设计家庭的时候呢，父母有一个特别的责任。
Because when God designed the family structure, the parents have a special responsibility.
他希望父母来教他们的小孩有关神的话。
Because God wants the parents to teach their children God's word.
这个就是《生命记》六章六到七节里面所讲的。
And this is stated in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 7.
我今日所吩咐你们的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
所以你知道，父母在一个家里面就是代表神了。
So you need to understand that parents can represent God in a family structure.
所以神要求这些儿女去敬畏他的父母。
And that is why God has required the children to be in fear of their parents.
以弗所书六章的第一节说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
And that's why first verse of chapter 6 in the book of Ephesians says that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
神希望人呢去孝敬父母。
God wants people to honor their parents.
要尊荣他们。
Want to honor them.
要照顾他们。
Want you to take care of your parents.
也要敬畏他们。
And also to respect or to be in fear of them.
但是让我们去想到一个问题，就是为什么神把这条诫命放在十诫里面呢？
But then we need to ask the question, why God put this commandment in the Ten Commandments?
第五诫的精神是在哪里呢？
What is the spirit of the Fifth Commandment?
首先有一样事情我们可以肯定的。
One thing that we can be certain.
就是神没有在第四诫里面停下来。
That is, the certainty is that God did not stop after the fourth commandment.
我们知道第一诫到第四诫的基本上是讲到人跟神之间的关系。
We know that the first commandment through the fourth commandment basically talk about relationship between God and man.
从第五到第十节呢，是讲到人与人之间的关系。
Fifth through tenth commandment basically talk about relationship between man.
当神没有停在第四节里面，他就是告诉我们，我们的信仰是包括我们生活的每一个部分。
So the fact that God did not stop after the fourth commandment, He is telling us that our faith is not limited to it's not limited. It covers every aspect of our lives.
不只是你与神之间的关系，也包括你跟其他人的关系。
So it's not just your relationship with God, but it covers your relationship with everyone else.
那么我们与不同的人的关系里面呢，最重要的，神第一个想到的，就是我们父母跟儿女的关系。
So of all the relationships that we need to be obedient in, the first relationship that God talked about is our relationship with our parents.
第二样事情呢，我希望大家去了解呢，孝敬父母这条命令不是一个重担，是神给我们的一个祝福。
And secondly, I want people to understand that this commandment of honoring one's parents is not a burden, but it's a blessing.
因为十二节里面呢，当他说当孝敬父母以后呢，他还有下面的一句话。
Because in verse 12, it started with honoring one's parents, but there's another part to it.
他说，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
And the other part of this verse says that, so you may live long in the land the Lord your Father is giving you.
那当他讲到了你们在地上的日子得以长久了，这句话在特别在摩西五经里面呢，其实它的重点不是讲到我们会很长命。
So the fact that it talks about living long in the land that God has given you, going back to the Pentateuch, it's not talking about living a very long time.
它是讲到以色列国这个国家呢，可以长久的存在在这个他神给他的这个应许之地。
So instead of referring to just a person's longevity, it's actually talking about how a nation is going to be in existence on the land that the Lord has promised the Israelites for a very long time.
所以如果你简直了解这句圣经的时候，神是告诉我们，当你孝敬父母的时候，你的国家也会强起来。
So if you understand this verse, God is telling us that if we honor our parents, then the whole nation will be strong as a result.
你知道啊，这个道理，连我们中国一个不相信神存在的一个国家呢，也同意我。
So you need to understand that this basic belief, even in a country like China, where people don't necessarily believe the existence of God, also understands this basic principle.
你知道在七月一号的时候呢，当中国通过这个常回家看看这个法律的时候，只是中国人就觉得问这个政府，为什么你要立这条法律啊？
So on the 1st of July, when they modified the law where they require you to go home and visit with your parents frequently, people wonder why they want to establish this law.
那么呢，报纸就访问山东大学法学的教授，他对这个事情的了解啊。
So this newspaper interviewed this law professor from Shandong University, and this is his understanding.
他讲了一句话，我觉得很有意思。
I found one of his statements to be very interesting.
他说，这条法律是逼不得已，所以的做法。你看最后一句，你看。
And he said that this particular law is because of there was no other option. It has to be done.
你知道啊，中国里面有一个统计。
You know, there's this particular statistics in China.
有三33%的人呢，是一年才回家看父母一次。
And you know that about 33% of the population goes home and visit with their parents only once a year.
有12%的人呢，是很久很久都没有回家看父母的。
And then 12% have not visited their parents for a very long time.
你知道现在在中国60岁以上的中国人有多少？
Do you know how many actual people there are at the age of 60 or over in China?
有1.85亿的人口。185 million.
So there are 185 million people at the age of 60 or over.
你知道当儿女忽略了照顾他的父母，对中国整个国家是一个很大的一个影响的。
So we need to understand that if the parents are being neglected by their children, then it has a very negative influence on the whole country itself.
所以你知道中国你可以说中国为了他的存亡啊，就为了这个事情立法。
So therefore, they established this law for their own country's survival.
但是神其实在几千年前呢，已经告诉我们人，就是孝敬父母这个智慧。
But God has already told us the wisdom of involving honoring one's parents many thousands of years ago.
其实当我们孝敬父母的时候，不单指你自己得到益处，你全个国家也会得到这个益处。
So when we honor our parents, not only we can benefit individually, but as a country, as a whole, we can be benefiting also.
在圣经里面呢，我有两句圣经呢，可以帮助我们了解神设计这个家庭的关系的他的心意的所在。
So there are two verses in the Bible that can reveal God's intention when he established the family structure.
第一节呢是在创世纪的2:24.
First verse is in Genesis chapter 2 verse 24.
他说认识人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife and they become one flesh.
你知道当神讲这句话的时候呢，他是讲给这些父母听的。
Do you understand that when God made this particular statement, he was speaking to the parents?
他是告诉亚当夏娃。
He was telling Adam and Eve.
告诉他们，你做父母的，你要了解，有一天你的儿女会离开你。
That as parents, you need to understand one day your children will leave you.
就是当他们成立他们的家庭，结婚了。
And that's when the children establish their own families after they get married.
那么呢，夫妻的关系呢，会代替父母跟儿女的关系的重要性。
And at that point, the marital relationship takes on a greater importance over the relationship between children and parents.
这句话可以特别改正我们中国人对孝顺这个观念。
And this particular verse should correct our Chinese traditional concept about honoring one's parents.
我们不能够因为孝顺父母来牺牲了我们夫妻之间的感情呢。
We cannot sacrifice our marital relationship between husband and wife on the account of honoring one's parents.
因为当你结婚以后，两个人就成为一体，这个是在你地上里面第一个最重要的一个人际的关系。
So after two people get married and become one flesh, that becomes the most important person-to-person relationship on this earth.
这句圣经也提醒我们，做父母的，你的责任就是要培养你的儿女，有一天他可以独立的存在。
And this also tells the parents that one of our responsibilities is to grow our children so one day they can be independent.
第二个经文呢，是在我选的，就是在以弗所书六章一到四节。
And the second set of verses I've chosen are in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4.
这个是保罗解释孝敬父母这个经文的意义。
And this is the way that Paul explained the meaning behind honoring one's parents.
他说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你 得福在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。So
children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
保罗告诉我们做儿女的，我们要在主里面听从父母。Paul
tells us as children, we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
他的意思就是，如果有一天你父母的意见跟神的意见有冲突的时候，你还是要选择听从神，不听从人。
And what he's saying is that if one day what your parents are suggesting conflict with what the Bible, what God says, then you need to obey God, not your parents.
另外一方面，我们做父母的，我们应当怎么行呢？
So on the other hand, what should we do as parents?
你不要看自己是王帝王后啊。
Do not treat ourselves as kings and queens.
你要按照圣经里面主的教训去教训你的儿女。We need to instruct our children
according to the Bible with God's teaching.
你教他不是按你的心情。It
cannot instruct them according to our mood.
不是按我们的爱好。Not
according to our preferences.
如果你坚持做的时候，你很可能呢就会惹你儿女的气。
Because if we did according to our own fleshy desires, we would cause our children to be angry.
如果我们父母跟儿女都照做圣经里坚持做的时候，我们就能够成为一个很快乐、美满的一个家庭。
If both parents and children follow the Bible, God's word, to as such, then we can have a very happy and very happy family.
圣经预言呢，当末世的时候会发生什么事情？
And the Bible has already prophesied what would happen at end times.
这个世人离神越来越远的一个日子。
And this is a time when people have drifted further and further away from God.
其中一个事情就是人会专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，旁读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情。
And this is a time that people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, and without love.
这个事情其实我们今天看报纸你都看见了。
And these things happened, you can read from newspaper all the time.
儿女为了钱的时候杀死自己的父母。
The son would kill his own parents because of money.
不单只在东南亚是这样子，在我们Minnesota也是一样呢。
This not only happens in Asia, but happens in Minnesota as well.
在没有钱的人身上也是一样，在有钱的人的身上还是一样啊。
This happens to every family, regardless whether they're rich, have money, or they don't have money.
但是这个不是神原来设计我们家庭关系的，不是这样子的。
But this is not the original design that God has for family.
神希望我们彼此相爱。
God wants us to love each other.
神希望父母的按他的话语去教训他的儿女。
God wants parents to instruct the children according to God's word.
他们希望儿女孝敬父母。
And God wants children to honor parents.
还有神告诉我们，其实这个福音会把这个我们现在破碎的家庭这个关系会改正过来的。
And God has also told us that that gospel can correct and mend a broken family and to become a healthy family.
这个就是马来基书四章第六节里面呢，神预言他必使父亲的心卷向儿女，儿女的心卷向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
And this is what is said in the book of Malachi, that they will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or I'll come and strike the land with total destruction.
当我们孝敬父母的时候，不但只自己得到神的祝福，就是全国国家也会得到神的祝福。
So when we honor our parents, not only we would receive blessings individually from God, but our nation as a whole would also receive blessings.
我们就不会面对神的咒诅。
And we would not have to face God's curse.
我们最后一起祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你给予我们这个应许。
And we thank you for giving us this promise.
就是当我们去孝敬父母的时候，神你会祝福我们。
The promise that when we honor our parents, you will bless us.
但是我们的确就是面对这个挣扎。
But indeed we are confronted with a struggle.
很多时候我们爱我们自己。
A lot of times we are lovers of ourselves.
超过我们的父母。
Exceeding our love for our parents.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
给我们力量。
Give us strength.
不单只就是去在表面上我们去孝敬我们的父母。
Not only that we honor our parents at the surface.
但是我们内心真的是爱他们。
But we love them from the bottom of our hearts.
我们也在行动上面去照顾他们。
And that we would take actions to care for them.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and praying Jesus' name.
Amen.